East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Murder investigation is underway in Ntimbanana, east of Richards Bay, after a woman was killed in her home. Her 21-year-old daughter was wounded in the shooting on Monday night, while her 3-month-old baby was found unharmed. KZN SAP spokesperson Ntatu Ndlovu says the 61-year-old's daughter was able to give police details about the assault in their home in Bukanana. She says the suspect has since appeared in court.
The 21-year-old woman later identified the suspect as her 35-year-old uncle. The suspect was arrested and his firearm was seized by police. The suspect made his first appearance at the Ngwelezane Magistrate Court on the charge of murder and attempted murder. The case was remanded pending the next court date.
Lifesaving South Africa says most coastal drownings reported over the New Year period happened when lifeguards were not on duty. It also found that many incidents took place in areas that aren't monitored by lifesavers. The organization's Dire Sudat is pleading with beachgoers to swim only between the red and yellow flags and where lifeguards are present. He's been commenting after drowning incidents were reported at several beaches in KZN, including Pennington, Ballito, Durban and St. Lucia, where some search operations are still continuing. Sudat says few incidents did happen at patrolled beaches while lifeguards were on duty. He's asked parents to always keep a close eye on their children.
As January remains a high-risk period, Lifesaving South Africa reiterates its water safety advisories, particularly concerning children. While many parents return to work and schools and universities have yet to reopen, supervision of children on holiday becomes increasingly important. The hot weather often encourages children to play in and around water, increasing the risk of drowning. Therefore, we advise that all children should be kept at arm's length.
A base jumping tragedy in Cape Town has prompted a safety warning by SA National Parks. The management body is urging people to refrain from taking part in the illegal practice at Table Mountain National Park. Rangers and emergency services were alerted to a wingsuit base jumping incident at Plutterclip Gorge on Monday. After an extensive air and ground search, teams recovered the body of a man. SANParks spokesperson JP Lowe.
We also reiterate that base jumping is an illegal, unregulated activity, which is strictly prohibited within Table Mountain National Park. We appeal to all our visitors to refrain from undertaking such activities since the park is a protected area. And also as a UNESCO World Heritage Site, we cannot allow activities that pose risk to human life and the environment.
And Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky has praised security guarantees by France and the UK. They've promised to send troops to help Kyiv defend itself from a future attack and train its military after a peace deal is reached with Russia. The UK and France signed a joint declaration after a meeting in Paris yesterday. Moscow has repeatedly warned that any foreign troops in Ukraine would be a legitimate target. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says they're committed to standing with Ukraine for the long term.
We've also agreed significant further steps. First, that we will participate in US-led monitoring and verification of any ceasefire. Second, we will support the long-time provision of armaments for Ukraine's defence. And third, we will work towards binding commitment to support Ukraine in the case of a future armed attack by Russia.
Durban's going up to a high of 28 degrees, Maritzburg 26, Richards Bay 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, England turn in 50 for 5 in reply to Australia's first inning score and lead by 67 runs on day 4 of the 5th Ashes Test. Darren Fletcher set to take charge of United tonight's match against Burnley away. And we have the Durban's Super Giants in action today at Kingsmead against the Pretoria Capitals.